You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Every mom deserves the VIP treatment on Mother's Day. Start her off with the perfect gift, a surprise bouquet of tulips from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order early at 1-800-Flowers, you can lock in $25 off 30 assorted tulips, plus a free vase. With a radiant mix of orange, yellow, and pink blooms, these tulips are guaranteed to make mom feel like a VIP. Take advantage of this amazing deal at 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to episode 133.
Season 6, episode 9.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome to the last episode of 2022, our Christmas special of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and listening in. We are recording this as we are days away from finishing, although I'm a bit smug because I finish on Friday the 16th.
Yeah, I don't finish until Wednesday the 21st.
I know. Unlucky. So, yeah, thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to start on a bit of a somber note, but then obviously turn it round. So we can't... If you've been listening over the past few weeks, you know we were building up. The expectations were high. Hopes were high about it coming home for Christmas. Hasn't happened. 30 odd years into life on earth as an England fan, and you'd think you'd get used to it, but it is always the hope that kills you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's been a tough one to take, because I actually feel like we deserved it.
Yep.
Love that team, just loved how we were playing, and it was one of them. The weirdest thing was these England games I've gone into where I've not been as confident and stuff. For some random reason, I felt, not that we were going to walk over France, but I thought, there's something deep inside that believes that this is the one we're going to win.
Something inside so strong.
Well,
so.
It's something inside so dead, because I'm not going to lie, that really did hit
it still
me
hurts.
A sack of spuds.
But to take the positives, it's rare England are in a knockout game of a tournament where we were the better team and didn't win. Normally, it's just we don't play well, get knocked out, gutted,
it's just
but
grim,
it's done.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But I don't know whether it's worth. So that's football, though, isn't it? That's football, and that's why sport can teach us so many lessons in life. Sometimes life is not fair. Put it in the book, put a wet paper towel on it, available from all good bookstores as that lovely stocking filler for that special person in your
sweet,
life.
Sweet, sweet plug, bro.
There we go. And talk about my 5 golden rules as a parent. Rule number one, that I tell my kids almost on a daily basis, life's not fair. And that's what sport can teach you. Especially football. Football, I think, is one of the few sports where the better team can still win. Better team can still lose.
Yeah.
Like other sports, really, you don't get... And I think that's why football is the best sport in the world.
Now, obviously, don't want to dwell on the England game because I've been dwelling on it since Saturday and it's, you know, I'm done with dwelling. It is what it is. We go over. But there was a funny story. I know we'll get on to plenty of festive frolics on this episode. But basically, one of my friends messaged me. He works at a school... And there's a member of the office at his school. We'll call her Mrs. Jones,
okay.
Right?
Mrs. Jones,
it was their staff do on the Saturday night after the England game.
Right.
And Mrs. Jones got a little bit too worse for wear.
Right, okay.
So much so that she passed out. There was sick involved.
Oh, wow.
And kind of like ushered out of the venue.
Picked up by the
partner. And that's what it was. Now, my mate was telling me that Mrs. Jones felt horrendous on the Sunday, was basically like, you know, searching for other jobs. She was that embarrassed.
Yeah.
She comes in on the Monday morning, walks through the school's breakfast club, and a little boy went, "Miss Jones, Mrs. Jones," and she went, still feeling a little bit tender.
Yeah.
Went, "Yeah," and he went, "What about Saturday?" And she went, "What about Saturday?" And he went, "France beating England." And she went, "Oh," she said to my mate that she said that she thought, like, does his mum work there? Like,
yeah, yeah. That post night out anxiety.
Oh, it's a fear. I'm trying to get.
That's
rid
why
of
I just don't really go hard now, because it's not worth the juice. Is no longer worth the squeeze.
No.
I think I attempted. I was the reason England lost, because I'd ordered a England Christmas jumper.
Yeah.
Which I was hoping would come in time for our Christmas dinner day / talent show last week. It didn't, so I had to recycle the one from the year before. But it came on the Saturday.
I mean, beautiful
timing. Well, in fact, two came, so my dad got one, and then I've worn it once and probably will never be able to wear it again. It's like a replica of the England top, which is one of the nicest England tops, but as a Christmas jumper, but on the back it says it's coming home for Christmas. I could possibly get away with wearing it again.
You could wear it every year, people. The thing is,
it's well nice, actually.
It's one of those things, I think. You know, the weather's been horrendous on it.
Oh, God.
Times have been tough. And just having the footy on a nightly basis has been a welcome break at times. I mean, like I touched upon recent eps, I'm moving house, still moving house. And I can't, because I remember helping you move, you know, twice, where your first time wasn't too bad because you just lived at home and then you just, you know, obviously didn't have too much stuff. But moving with two children is the most stressful, insane lack of sleep. It's worse than having a newborn.
Is it?
Oh, mate. There'll be so many people listening to this going, "Shut up, you man." Listen, there's nothing but respect, but I am finding it so hard, because the more I try and do, you know, when you're just like, "Oh, I'll take one more bag across." Because we've not gone for boxes. We've gone for those big home bargains, like Disney Princess or Mickey Mouse bags.
Well, that's your downfall. Why not go in boxes?
Well, because the bags are easier to carry.
Okay.
But anyway, and you can carry two, obviously, if you've got Thunder and Lightning, like I have, the old pythons. And wow. But it's
pythons. It's behave.
No venom.
Eels. Eels at best.
Eels. Electric eels. So it's been horrendous. So it was not, do you know what's annoying is we're recording this, 6 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well,
in an hour's time, whilst we're recording this, it should have been England, Morocco.
Oh no.
And that's a tough pill to swallow.
Tough pill to swallow.
For me and the eels.
But we are hopefully bringing a positive vibe. Just before we go on to the big breaking news that I'm sure many of you will be aware of. Got my new car this week. Got my new car, and I have been like a kid at Christmas. No pun intended. It is unbelievable. So I've gone fully electric, Tesla, and it is just the future. I cannot get over how good it is. So I picked it up on Thursday. Straight out of school, went over, picked it up. Within 5 minutes, had the car. It was just seamless to pick it up. And I had to drive to London. So Claire was a little bit worried about me driving, because she was like, "You're going to get so distracted trying to find out all the new bits and bobs you'll
find." Fair call.
But which is completely right. She knows me better than anyone. That was exactly what was going to happen. Until then, she said it, and then I had to prove her wrong.
Because
that's what marriage is. It's just,
It's a game show.
Get set the challenge. But it's just unbelievable. Like, the cameras on it, the one of the best features this week as well, because obviously the weather's been absolutely terrible, and obviously up in north. I mean, it's just been cold up here in the north. There's been no snow. But have you seen those clips of people driving dreadfully?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw a really funny tweet where it was like, if you ever wonder why we've got this government and voted Brexit, just watch this, and it's just a clip of about five car accidents, one after the other.
Yeah.
There's no one using sort of common sense with it. But anyway, we've not had any snow, so there's been no snow day, but it has been freezing. It has been Arctic. Wake up as I'm getting ready, into the Tesla app on my phone. There's an option, defrost your car, right? Just from your phone.
Mm.
And then by the time I've got my bag in the car, I am nice and toasty.
What if your phone runs out of bat?
Well, there's also a key card, like a credit card, which acts as the but. It's not going to. Your phone never runs out of battery, does it?
Do you know who you're talking to, brother? I've got more charges than sense.
This guy can sort a spooling situation out in a school.
You do know what comes before the Mr. P, don't you? See, it's bloody RCT.
But honest, and what's great is like with the energy tariff that I'm on this like green energy intelligent one, which gives you a lower rate during the night. So it's like saving my electricity bills. I don't know, but I think I'm starting to annoy people now because I think I'm going to become that guy.
You already are that guy.
I'm that Tesla guy, aren't
you're
I?
You're that guy. People are listening to this he's that guy.
Yeah.
He's turned into
where
that guy.
Your whole personality revolves around the fact you've got a Tesla. That's what I feel I'm going to be like.
Now, just a little spin-off from the old Tesla. Obviously, if you've got little ones listening, it might be time to earmuff. Obviously, I was the big guy in the red suit at school last week. Record amount of children visited the grotto, so it was...
Are you trying to say you saw more children than the actual record amount? I thought you were going to say,
you've seen as many children as I've seen. That's something to do with Teslas.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the line then, because I was going to say, you've seen as much children as I've seen children in my Tesla. I was thinking, sure that's the right line.
No, but record amount of children. I think there's a man up in the North Pole who's seen more children.
It's true. But, you know, does he? You've seen Arthur Christmas.
So, anyway,
girl comes in, and I've got the voice going. I'm doing it large.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the voice, okay. You've twisted one of my heels. So I was going, ho, 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 hello, have you been good this year? And then she's like, yeah. And I went, and what would you like for Christmas? That's how I always go, yeah. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good impression.
And this girl went, a Tesla.
You've really got into the character as well.
Yeah, I really have.
Yeah.
Those mince pies have been cooking.
You look like Tim Allen towards the end. Yeah.
That's a joke. I'm in big trouble.
If anyone asks, that's what you should say. I like to go full method.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I had two butties instead of one from the shop at dinner, and it was on the morning of, after a grotto, and I had the grotto the day after. And someone said, two butties. And I was just like, excuse me. Have you ever heard of an actor called Daniel Day-Lewis? So then this girl comes in and what would you like for Christmas? And she went, a Tesla. Right. And I went, ho, ho, ho. You, I'm a little toy car. And she went, no, a real Tesla. Right. And I went, ho, ho, ho. I'm not sure I can fit it in my sleigh. Anyway, here's a book. Goodbye. but do you know what? It's one of those things when I do it, because I've done it now. It's crazy. I worked out the other day. This is like my 10th year. Well, I say 10th year. It's my 10th year, take away obviously the COVID years when I had to do it on Zoom and I only wore the top off. but when the build up to it, I'm always like, oh my God, because it's so hot. It's so hot, so sweaty. And then,
got to put the costume on.
All right. Got a Tesla, have you? And I was like, the voice was killing. Like, doing the voice for so many hours.
Yeah.
Across so many days. Like, by the end, I was just like, hello!
Turn into James
but
Arthur.
When you, yeah. Hello! Hello, baby! But I have to say, when you're there and you're doing it, it's so mint, because obviously you get some kids that come in and they're maybe a bit older or whatever, and then or some that kind of realise that, you know, Mr. P isn't in class. This is a little bit fishy. Well, then you've got the younger ones. That got the best one, right? This kid came in. He walked straight in, and I always get like the elf, especially if it's the younger ones I'm not too as familiar. I say like, right, elf.
Help us out.
Yeah, I just go, just when you come in, you go, come on in, you know, someone. So come on in, Chris.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ho-ho-ho,
yeah,
is that my friend Chris? And then they go, how do you know my name? Oh, because the elves shouted it for no reason. Chris comes in, right? Oh, come on, Chris. I went, ho, 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 is that my friend Chris? Ran in, grabbed the present from the sack, ran out. Like, in, out, bam. It was like some out of Ocean's 11. But yeah, I mean, it does put me in that kind of proper festive mood. Yeah.
And talking of festive gifts, hopefully you've seen the news over the socials. Remember last week in the episode, we said we've got a special announcement that will drop on Friday. And that is that we are going to be coming back on tour. So next October half term, over the 2 weeks, because different sort of boroughs, different places have different half terms, we've blocked out 2 weeks to do a run of shows, and tickets, well, pre-sales are on sale as we speak. You can get the pre-sale tickets, well, as we're recording. The rest of the tickets will be available from Friday, the 16th of December. Now, the first tour we did, we absolutely loved, but it was like, what? It was the best part of 6 months where every weekend we're away. As much as we loved doing the shows, it was a massive commitment on top of everything else that we were doing. We knew that wasn't going to be sustainable. We weren't going to be able to do that again. But we obviously wanted to do another show, and that's why we've done this over the 2 weeks of half term. And already I've had loads of comments, why are you not doing this place? Why are you not doing that place? And the way it works, like, we don't choose. I know we've said this before. We don't choose where we want to go. It's not like we're saying, we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there.
Oh, God, don't send us to there.
Yeah. What we said was, look, we've got these 2 weeks. We obviously pass over the statistics of where people listen and that sort of thing. And then the promoters. And we made sure, we said, look, only put us on in a venue when they're on the half term. So some schools finish the last week of October and some schools the week after. It's quite late anyway. So that's what they've done. And what they've actually done is they've booked bigger venues. So the first tour, we would average, I reckon, 350 seaters, theatres, which was amazing that we filled so many of the places we came to. But this time, it's a massive step up. You're talking majority of the venues we're looking at is like 1,000 seaters, even bigger than that. So we would love as many of you to come and join us, and we will make sure it is a night to remember. We will do everything in our power to make sure it's worth the journey if you're traveling from far. And because it is that half term, what we're hoping is, you know, with that first half term is absolutely grueling. If you've got something to look forward to, you can get a group of you together, make a day of it, a night of it, or even a weekend of it. Hopefully it'll be something that you'll really, really enjoy. So anything to add to that?
No, you summed up perfectly. Yeah, just I think, like you said, at this time now, you're breaking up for Christmas, and then you'll have the time where you're breaking up for summer. It's all amazing. Just think, like, that time when you break up in October, that first half term is always so tough. And like you were saying there, if you had a little sneaky Airbnb night over somewhere, even if it's... Or if you just go in there just with a few mates on the train, whatever it may be, get involved, because it's a brand new show, completely nothing that you've seen before. If you came to a previous show, if you did come to a previous show, and obviously enjoyed
expect
it.
Expect more of the same. Well, no, if you enjoyed it, you can enjoy it.
It's going to be, yeah, exactly. It's going to be a couple of hours where you can just have a laugh, have a drink, and enjoy, you know, hopefully us blowing the goddamn roof off the joint.
Yeah, that's the aim. And the name of the tour is, Adam?
The Show and Tell Tour.
And who came up with that jazzy title?
Old Tesla McGovern.
And I thought
Terry
long and hard.
Tesla, I'm going
to I thought long and hard, and it has a double meaning. Obviously, show and tell is something teachers, school staff, everyone who went to school can remember. But the show is going to be in two parts, we think. It's going to be sort of the first part of the show, which is sort of like the funny observations, a bit like the first show, different rants and observations, all that, jokes. And then the second half is tell, where we will be sharing some funny stories. So any story that we've not yet shared on the podcast that we think will make... But this is the thing, because it's going to be live... What we would love is you guys to share stories before you come to the show. So if you go to the website now, if you go to tomrpspodcast.com and you go to submit a story, you can it'll list the dates. So if you are coming to one of the shows and you share a story now, and it can be anything, any story, it doesn't have to even be school related. If it's an O that you've done outside of school, if it's an embarrassing confession before your time teaching, anything that you think will give us a laugh, be, you know, cheer, you know, something we can share to, and it's completely anonymous. And then you can say which show you're coming to. And obviously, we'll be able to share them on that night. We won't obviously get name and shame or anything like that, but unless you want to. But yeah, we'll try and make it a little bit more interactive as well, is what we're thinking.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be great. We've had some, you know, whilst we were away for you know, nearly every weekend, we were coming up with loads of ideas. So it's just a case of polishing them now. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's obviously a while away, but grab your tickets, because what we're hoping for is, obviously, as the podcast keeps growing, which it has done amazingly over the past few years, if we can sell as many tickets, that those nights are going to be seriously special, and we will make them truly special for you indeed.
Memorable. So, quick run through of the venues that we're going to be doing. And there is the possibility of these two more days that we could get other venues in, and again, it's all about whether the venue will have us. You know, there's lots of different aspects at play. But the first day up to now is the 21st of October in Leicester, on the 22nd of October in Bournemouth, where we've never been before. We're then coming back to Brighton on the 23rd. We're doing the Hackney Empire in London on the 24th, which is going to be
that's big.
Yeah, Guildford. On the 27th, on the 28th, we're in Sheffield. On the 29th of October, we're in Cardiff. On the 31st of October, in Liverpool. And then we're back to the Tyne Theatre in Newcastle on the 1st of November. 2nd of November in Birmingham. We then got the homecoming gig in Salford on the 3rd of November. Bradford on the 4th. And then we're finishing in Northampton on the 5th of November. So we've made sure all of the places, all the locations we're going to are sort of easily accessible. So as long as there's no train strikes, you know, you can either drive there, get a train there, and like I say, spend the day, spend the night, spend the weekend in there. Yeah. Go over to MrPspodcast.com/live. All the tickets will be available from Friday the 16th. Now I've got another treat for you guys. It's been far too long since we've heard from the queen, the legend that is Nana Maureen.
Yes.
Now, the reason for that is she's been in the wars. Well, she's been through one. But she's actually been in the wars over the past couple of months, in that she had a hip replacement. And then the last couple of weeks, she's been hit with the flu. So
she is okay.
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fully recovered now. And I got a text off Mum the other day, saying, oh, it's to all three of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is any of you available to nip round Nana's and just get a couple of Christmas decorations from a loft, because Uncle Terence is too scared to go up the stairs, right?
What now, an absolute joke shop.
Should I be sharing that about my uncle? Yeah, because it's absolutely pathetic.
And also, he has no idea what to do with technology, so couldn't get this podcast if he tried.
So
he's never,
yeah, so I went around.
You also got the text from Mum. We were all in work. I think it must have been you must have been off that day. And then he must have been like, what? A chance to drive my Tesla? Yes, please.
To be fair, yeah, that's exactly why.
You got there before anyone.
I went round and she was in good spirits. So we had a little chat, and I've got a little recording to play to you. So here's a little catch up with the one and only Nana Maureen. Hello, everyone. It's Mr. P here, and I am joined by the one and only, the legend, the queen of the two Mr. P's in a podcast, Nana Maureen. She's here. How are you?
Not too bad.
There we go. It's been a long time, but we're back. We're back just in time for Christmas. So I know you've not been too good over the last couple of weeks, a little bit poorly.
Yeah.
And obviously still recovering from your hip.
Yeah.
But on the positive side, special occasion come Christmas Day. Many people will be saying the birth of Christ, but for us, we all know it's the one and only Nana Maureen's birthday. And this year is a special one because you're turning 90 years old. 90 years.
I never thought for one minute that I would live to 90.
Yeah, I know. So proud. You should be very proud of yourself.
I was one of the 11 and I've only got two brothers left.
Yeah, still standing, still going strong though.
Yeah.
And so I thought our discussion point this week could be about those 90 years. Because you've experienced a lot.
Oh, I have.
I mean, you know, when you were born, we didn't have cars.
No.
Did we not have cars?
You had cars, yeah, but it was only for the ones with money.
Yeah. Dinosaurs had just gone extinct. So my question is, right, so first question, in your 90 years, what's your proudest, what's the thing that makes you the most proud?
In my 90 years, is seeing my family grow the way they have done.
Yeah, well, most of us.
Yeah.
How are you defining growing? Outwards?
No. With the jobs they took on and the growing up, and they're all settled themselves in the marriages, and they've got wonderful children.
Which, and grandchildren. And
my great grandchildren and grandchildren. Yeah. And I feel so lucky to have lived to see it.
Yeah, love that. Right, okay. What is the most annoying thing in your 90 years? What's annoyed you the most?
People taking advantage.
Yeah? What, of other people?
Of other people, yeah.
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 Which I'm sure you've seen plenty of.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Right, so in those 90 years, technology...
Has changed. Oh, shocking, yeah. Well, not some, shocking, no.
In a good way as
in
well.
In a good way as well, yeah, because we've had, you know, gone through another illness, which it's took a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And they've broke through it.
Yeah, got the vaccines out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been impressive. But I was going to say, what's out of all the technology you've witnessed break onto the scene, from coloured televisions to the internet, what's the one thing that you've been most impressed with where you go, wow, this is the future?
Well, the television, really, to be honest.
Yeah, because, on demand.
Because it's teaching you things as well enjoying things.
Yeah.
And also advising.
Netflix
so
and chill.
Netflix.
And you like ordering things on my account, don't you?
Oh, not at all.
You ordered a film the other day.
I didn't.
You did? You ordered a film. I had to pay for it. It's fine. I hope you enjoyed it.
What was it?
It wasn't included in your Prime, your Amazon Prime. That now, what was it called now?
That must have been done accidental because I don't know how to do it.
Exactly. Honestly, so we like the Netflix, we like the Amazon Prime. Anything else? Any other?
What film was it?
What film was it? It's the new one. Now they see us. Now they see us. Like a murder mystery in a theatre.
I haven't seen it.
You've probably not watched it. You probably ordered it. You didn't even watch it. Anyway,
yeah,
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. One thing about having a birthday on Christmas Day, is that annoying? Like when you were growing up, did people just give you like one present and said that's for both?
Yeah. That'd be annoying. But my mum and dad always made sure I had two off them.
Yeah.
But I never got two off any of me sisters or brothers or any. Well, I didn't get one anyway.
Right.
We're all near one another's ages.
Yeah. So, any message to everyone listening to the podcast?
To look after one another and you know, just care for one another.
Yeah.
And help one another.
And have a lovely Christmas.
And have a wonderful Christmas.
And also
an healthy one.
Get your tickets for the next tour.
And get your tickets for the next big show.
Because you're going to be there, aren't you?
I hope.
Right. Thank you very much, Nana. And I'm sure I speak on behalf of everyone listening when I say I hope you have a lovely birthday and Christmas.
Rita, with you there, I'll have a wonderful birthday.
Oh, thank you.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much-needed break. It's Mint Mobile. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
Right, so
that's the first time I've listened to it. And oh my God, I adore that woman so much.
I love her to bits, but she is so annoying. So obviously we don't, although it sounds like I just rock up and just put the microphone in her face, I actually do talk to her before it.
You do diligence.
Yeah, Nana, I'm thinking maybe because you're turning 90, I could ask you a few questions. And I asked her those questions, and each answer when I asked her was brilliant. The answer was brilliant. I said, right, just wait for me to record. Then as soon as it hits record, it's like the Men in Black flash thing. She just forgets. So her original answer to what's the technology that you love, she was going on about supermarkets. She's like, I just love the fact that you don't have to wait in queues, and they've got these things now that you can just scan and you know, you can even get it delivered to your door. It's the future. And she's going, and I was like, yeah, brilliant. And then as soon as I went, she's like, Netflix. She's Netflix. But yeah, what was the film that?
Yeah, but before we tell you about the film, the reason why Nana Maureen loves Netflix is she thinks they do the world's longest movies. Because yeah. If you remember, when we recommended a show to her and said, you're going to love this show, Nana, when we went back a week later and said, have you watched that show? What show? I watched that movie. Did it in one night. And we were like, there's 10 episodes? 10-hour episodes? No, it's See How They Run.
See How They Run, right. So basically, the other night, I get an email come through saying, thank you for your purchase, Amazon Prime. See How They Run, $12.99. And I'm like, who's bought that? Kids, have you just bought... No one. I'm going, who's logged into my Prime? And I remembered Nana Maureen. Because a while ago, I'd logged her into my Prime so she could watch This Is Us.
Right.
But then what she did was she watched the last episode of season 6. So like basically the ending episode. And then she was like, I said...
She's like, oh, it was good. It was good.
Like, it was good, but... I think I watched the last, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, so then she ruined it for herself.
I wasn't sure what happened in the previous 80 episodes.
Yeah. And so she must have accidentally ordered it. And what annoyed me as well is I'd also logged her into my Disney Plus, where you can watch that film for free. But yeah, so we are going to be celebrating her 90th over Christmas, and we're going to be having a little party. So I'm sure we'll... catch up on that on the other side. Right, so with it being Christmas, it's only right that we share some hilarious Christmas related stories, and I've got everything. Should we start with some nativities? Now, before we go into the nativity stuff, There was this thread I found. Weirdest thing you've been cast as in a primary school nativity.
Okay,
right, here's me in 99 as a frog. A character criminally overlooked in the biblical recount of the birth of Jesus. And then someone's commented, the greatest story ever told. It was a riveting performance. Someone here saying, I was cast as the first lobster. Didn't know there was that many lobsters at the birth of Jesus. My son was Bruce Forsyth last year. They did a Strictly Come Dancing nativity.
I mean, that's decent.
It was nice to see him.
Yeah. When Jesus was born, nice to meet you. To meet you, nice.
I'd have gone more for the playing your cards, right? Because he used to host that, didn't he?
Yeah, he used to host
Higher or Lower?
Yeah.
Higher or Lower than a frankincense? It's a myrrh.
Or just like a criminally underrated stepfather. Joseph, come on down.
My son was a lettuce in the nativity once.
That, I mean, you don't want that. Because it's the kind of like the family and friends like who hear it when they're dead excited. Guess what? What, Jimmy? I'm going to be a lettuce in the nativity. Oh, great.
Wonderful.
Let us celebrate.
I was a Chinese whisper. I wore a white T-shirt and as a dress with a multicoloured S-shape on the front and wandered around the stage with the other whispers. No idea what the teacher was aiming for, and times have definitely changed.
I have no idea. I'm completely lost.
Someone who clearly wasn't happy with their casting choice. A tree. Absolute BS. My arms ached so much.
Bet they had a set of eels.
And then it was like they were going on about how annoying it was because all he could see was everyone else sat down watching the performance. As if watching a play isn't torture enough. At least the audience got to sit down. I don't have a picture, but I was one half of Tower Bridge in a Christmas play.
Oh, that's wounding. You're not offering anything there as Tower Bridge.
Bad enough that you can't be a whole Tower Bridge. You've just got to be half.
So what I'm thinking about you, for you, how do you feel about half a Tower Bridge? Have you got that?
My brother got to play a llama in our church nativity. He barely missed out on being the penguin. A dancing egg. There were at least five of us.
The thing is, you've got, what I love is obviously, you know, you've got your key characters in the nativity, haven't you? And then you do have to fill. Like,
oh, yeah.
Do you know, old school, there used to be one angel. My daughter was an angel tonight. There's an entourage of angels now. There is. It was like, I thought Gareth Malone had created a new choir of angels.
What's the collective noun for angels? Is there one?
I don't know, but I called my daughter my little angel delight.
Nice. I was a mince pie once year. What the mother? I was a mince pie one year. I was sick all over the floor in the corridor afterwards. Not sure if I was actually ill. It was nerves or something else. We had a lot of stories of just children projectile vomiting absolutely everywhere.
Well, before you go into nativity, I actually literally, just as we were about to record, had a message on Instagram. Right. And it's to do with the nativity, so it's a prime time point to jump in with this one. Not a teacher, but my favourite nativity story is when my brother, who went to a very religious primary school, was playing a Roman soldier, and halfway through, the little girl from his class dropped the doll being used for baby Jesus. At this point, my little brother stood up and shouted, "It's all right! That's not even the real Jesus. It's just a bloody doll." And proceeded to stab it in the face with his cardboard and foil sword. He was marched off pretty swiftly. And we didn't see him again until the end of the play.
Until the Easter show, where he's then crucifying him.
Oh, my. I love that. Don't worry. like addressing the audience. Don't worry.
It's not real. Yeah. It's a puppy. Right, I've got so many nativity stories. So, a funny nativity story is when one shepherd twin puked on the top of his shepherd twin's brother's head. Or when the king was in a mood and threw his present at poor old Jesus.
Gold, frankincense, and...
When Mary got stage fright and wouldn't come on stage, Joseph tried to stagger on as a single parent, but also reduced to tears and fled. Poor baby Jesus all alone on stage, voiceover by teachers. You'll be glad to hear that the poor abandoned Jesus was reunited with his parents for the final jazz hands number.
I'm glad there wasn't a Roman soldier around. Don't worry, that baby isn't alone. It's not even real.
My first nativity, I was in charge for our 3-4 entry school. I retyped the script from the book to cut out some of the boring bits. What would you say were the boring bits of the nativity?
Well, cabbages or lettuces,
Only I didn't notice a typo on counted. So as a child was practicing his lines at home and came out with, "All the people went to Bethlehem to be..." You can guess the rest. Luckily, the parent told me about it the next day. She found it funny.
Oh, I'm glad they found out before the whole...
Yeah.
The whole, like, performance in church.
Okay, a few here. As a supply teacher, see a lot of things, mostly infants. They probably cross over into different topics. First of all, Mary wouldn't stop flashing her knickers being sat in the middle of the stage. We couldn't do much about it. Number two, parents are told not to stand on chairs to get a better look. A dad did. The chair broke and he fell into the lap of the parents behind, completely stealing the show. It's like the 12 days of Christmas. On the third. Three children projectile vomiting at different points in the show. Number four, Joseph shouting, I need a poo! In the middle of a quiet moment. Number five, all the angels falling backwards off a bench at once. And number six, the boy who was cast as the innkeeper quite liked Mary, but missed out on playing Joseph. Fast forward, where they're looking for an inn. The innkeeper let Mary in, but told Joseph, you got to stay out here, and shut the door in his face.
Brilliant.
Cue teachers trying to encourage him to take them both to the stable, and you could just hear, but I don't want to. I don't like him.
Brilliant. Do you know what I love? I always love that. That kid who smashes it in all the rehearsals, loud,
oh,
happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to showtime. Now, it's funny. I've seen it so many times. I always remember there was one of the three kings, and the first line was just like, that star must mean something. Let's follow it. Every practice in the class, the dress rehearsal, smashed it. Got in front of the parents. That star must mean something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
follow it.
Sometimes it happens.
You're just like, yeah. Oh, no.
Right. Two sheep beating the living daylights out of each other at the back of the stage. Then one punching the poor donkey. The poor donkey trying to be the peacekeeper. Cue screaming donkey. Then the knock-on effect of multiple cries on stage. Then me trying to creep to the back of the stage to drag the offenders off. Only for them to run round the front, laugh, then stick their bums out, wiggle them, then run off to the back of the hall laughing. Parents hysterical.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? That's unreal, isn't it? Causing that ruckus and then wiggling the bums.
I know, yeah.
Oh, my days.
Did not cast that one right, did they? Should have gone for the kids who are a bit sheepish.
No, they were wrapped in cotton wool.
While picking up baby Jesus, the swaddling fell off and Mary shouted, ah, look at his little willy. Where's that one that was really made me laugh? Oh, I'll keep going. I'll find it eventually. Christmas Story. While rehearsing for our carol concert, we began adding actions to songs we were going to perform. We then began practicing the song Silent Night. Nearly all the children just stood and sang this song, apart from one boy who channeled his inner Celine Dion and with no irony whatsoever began air grabbing while singing Silent Night. Legend. Myself and Mathieu could not stop laughing as he took centre stage and completely stole the show. He repeated his performance during the actual concert and received a standing ovation. One of the funniest and memorable performances of all time. Right, I was surprised. Working in reception since returning in September, the children found it really hard to settle, leading to loads of behaviour problems. After one particularly crazy day, myself and the teacher decided we were cancelling Christmas in our class till their behaviour improved. So, in a grand gesture, we removed the Christmas tree to outside the class.
Oh, that's severe, really tough, isn't it?
You've got to be pushed to the edge.
You're a mean one.
If you're going to grinch your class. We hope that the removal of the tree would encourage them to behave and earn it back. No. I can tell
earn
you.
Earn it back. Trust me, they don't want a tree.
I can tell you from my 15 years experience as a teacher, they will never earn it back. You can't. So we set about removing it while the children sat on the carpet looking bemused. We hadn't really thought the whole thing through, because if we had, we would have realised that the removal of said tree, full of decorations, lights and tinsels, wouldn't be that easy. As we proceeded to lift, the whole tree slowly began to fall apart. The children began to laugh hysterically. Me and the teacher, while trying to keep a straight face, ended up looking like the Chuckle Brothers. Of course, we couldn't give up and lose face in front of a class of Fords. Yeah. Don't show weakness.
Step on the bauble. It doesn't matter. Leave the tinsel, miss.
We eventually managed to get the tree out, leaving behind a trail of fallen decorations. Oh, how we laughed. The children weren't even that bothered, and normal behaviour resumed. Not a lesson. No lesson was learned that day, except by me and the teacher.
Oh, brilliant! I guess you could say those teachers barked up. That now I'm not going to go there.
Right, I've got to find this other one that I need to share. Right, last nativity one for now. I was teaching a reception class. Before the nativity performance, I took my place at the front, sitting cross-legged on the floor in front of the middle of the stage for the crucial direction and mouthing of the word roll. Crucial, innit?
Oh, massive.
In fact, play a cam on those teachers because they come out with some
They live every moment. Never mind, yeah. Celine Dion air-grabbing. They're air-grabbing everything.
I was waiting for Mary and Joseph, followed by the donkey, to make their entrance down the middle aisle, as rehearsed many, many times. I was slightly surprised when Joseph and the donkey walked down hand in hand, with Mary following behind. Joseph... Leave her. Joseph and the donkey proceeded to sit cross-legged on the stage, side by side, leaving Mary alone on the chair. At that moment, I realised that Joseph was wearing very baggy, small boxer shorts, and the short pillowcase biblical-style tunic was woefully inadequate at hiding the fact his little testicles had fallen out. I had to spend the whole performance at eye level with Joseph's bits, biting my cheeks in an effort not to laugh. Surely.
You just go,
Joseph.
Guys, give me a second.
Like that one out the in-between us. While Mary birthed Jesus from under her chair completely alone, luckily there wasn't smartphones, so there was no risk of her safeguarding. Well, I'd still be telling a kid. Just yourself. Bloody hell.
You'd right. have to have code words, wouldn't you? Just like, Joseph, deck the balls. Oh, that's so... Did you know what, when you're like, let me find that one?
No, because it shocked me more than anything when I read it.
I don't, because it went in a different level. I thought maybe the Joseph and the donkey had fell out with Mary and they'd sacked her up. But then
no,
there was just a sack on show, no sacking up.
Oh, right, it won't be a Christmas episode without some funny presents given to teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as always, we always say teachers never expect presents.
Never.
But if you are going to give a present, don't let it be one of these. Don't let it be. A teacher I worked with previously received a bauble with the child's face on.
Oh, we've been here before, haven't we?
Just any personalised gift with a child's face on.
It would go on the school tree.
Yeah.
Whilst they're in that class.
And then that'd be
and
it.
And then that'd be it. Oh, I had a gift. Strange Christmas gifts from children. Pickled onions. A full jar of homemade pickled onions. Oh. I wonder if it was a cryptic way of telling me they didn't like me. I don't think it's very cryptic, to be honest.
You like pickled onions, then I'd take pickled onions.
No, you wouldn't. I'd prefer a bauble with a face in. I'd prefer a bauble with a picture of pickled onion.
Or would you prefer a face mask of Piers Brosnan? That's the one got. That's clearly a parent on a staff do.
Yeah.
Just as GoldenEye had been released. A parent came in on the last day and asked me to shut my eyes and hold my hands out. She then hooked something over my hands. Total shock, can you guess?
Hooked something?
Yeah.
I'm going to go thong.
Nope. A brace of pheasants and a partridge, feathers and all.
What?
I was genuinely touched and it's... I wouldn't. I'd be freaking out. Just a... pheasants in a party.
Can't believe how far away I was from the thong. It's the way you said hung in my hand. I wasn't gonna. Someone's telling me pheasants. You should take that to a psychic and say, right, what do you think? Oh, you know, I'm getting pheasants.
But the thing is, the parent came in the last day and asked me to shut my eyes. How far away is the parent telling you to shut your eyes if you're not going to see pheasants in their hands? Anyway, I was very touched, and it still remains the most unusual gift I've ever had. Really?
Yeah.
Again, my daughter got a ring folder that was printed with pictures of the child. like a photo album of a child in the class. Like, let me just tell you, even the kids in your class, well, not that teachers have favourites, but the you would never want personalised gifts from them. It's just a note, you know.
No, because, like, you, listen, we all like the children.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if you ever, like, if for some reason you've got a kid in your class called Jane, and then Jane's mum gets you a mug with Jane's face on and you start drinking from that mug in front of all the other kids, you're setting yourself up to fail there, because you'll have about 20 mugs then.
Yeah.
You're having to pick which day.
Yeah.
Work smart and harder is someone I know would say. Teddy Tesla.
I got a mug that said totally winging it. I'm still offended by it to this day.
I don't mind that.
This is one of my favourites. I once had a massive tray of homemade samosas, still warm. Oh, that's making me hungry
you
now.
You nearly said that wrong then. Like, I got a massive hoe. I was like, what?
Also, my most excellent present. They were delicious.
That's decent.
That is decent. That'd be, yeah. A bottle of bubble bath to share with Mattier.
Hope it was one of those pirate ones. What are they called? You know, like,
Matey.
Yeah.
A bottle of Matey to share.
Who wants to take it first?
I got a chocolate body paint set.
Okay.
Yeah. The weirdest present I ever had was a hand towel with hers embroidered on it from a dad whose wife had recently left him.
Oh, I mean, that's a cry for help if ever I've heard it.
I was given a loaf of bread a child had made at the end of term. I got home, and when I cut into it, it still had the metal paddle from the bread machine in the bottom. They weren't able to make bread for the whole holidays. On another note, the bread was lovely.
Oh, you didn't eat the bread. Oh, man.
I've had quite a few, but the best one has got to be a grave pot complete with plastic flowers and in loving memory across the front. Didn't know whether to laugh or cry.
You'd be watching your back, wouldn't you? Jesus, going into your car when it's dark. Jesus.
I got given a tin of pilchards from a year one pupil. Thanks, pal.
If you got given that, what was it? The grave pot.
Yeah.
With, what did it say on it? We'll miss you.
In loving memory.
In loving memory. If you got given that, would you walk out to your car and go, Tesla, turn cameras on now. Defrost car shine lights, Tesla.
I usually get hairspray, shampoo, conditioner and bobbles. All amazing gifts for a bald teacher.
Russ Kemp on presents. Yes! Yes! Oh, man. That's so funny, that.
Yeah. This is...
It was either going to be like a bald person or like a teacher that like the other week where it was like, never does a hair.
Does a hair, does, yeah. It. Yeah. A shark dive. I showed my year ones a video of me doing a skydive and they all thought I was clearly a thrill seeker, so I got a voucher to dive with sharks at the aquarium. In the end, I was more freaked out by the scuba breathing, but the sharks were lovely. Nah, I don't think it was that.
It's either they think you're a thrill seeker or they literally want to kill you.
I'm going with the latter. Because year ones aren't picking up on those. Yeah,
I'll tell you the other thing is, I wouldn't sit there and think, oh, Miss is such a thrill seeker. I'd be thinking, why is she showing us this? Why is she showing us this?
Why are we not learning phonics? Yeah. Start with the skydive. Seriously.
Skydive.
Seriously, I'm not learning anything here. Right, kids, break time, come over. Yeah. How do we get rid of her?
You will never know what I got to at the weekend. Check this skydive out. Thinking Jaws.
A cup saying, world's greatest uncle. I'm a woman and no relation to the person who gave it me. I had a lovely homemade card, which I love, and it means more than anything. But the collection of dried stuck-on bogies that the child even mentioned and was proud of did initiate an involuntary gag reflex.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God, yeah.
Excuse me, Jimmy, what are all these on the card? The little Grinches. No! No!
You're a mean one. Not for Christmas, but my sixth formers brought me back a snack pack of carrots when they went on a McDonald's run before class because I'm a vegetarian. Chips. You could have got me chips.
That's thoughtful. I'm saying thoughtful there. Or they got given carrots when they didn't order and thought, what we're going to do is, oh, give them to that veggie teacher.
So from a year 11, a tin of Heinz baked beans to put on my desk so that someone asks me every day why I have beans on my desk and he still gets to make me smile every day. He phrased it as, I'll still get to annoy you every day. I like that. Thinking outside the box.
Oh, just take the beans off your desk. Oh, yeah, you will annoy me every day. See you, beans. Oh, have them for your dinner. Very annoying indeed.
I used to always send in a tub of Quality Street for the staff room. When the kids moved up to high school, years after they had left, I learned that the tub was always opened on the school bus on the journey to school and devoured by the kids.
Oh, ba ba ba!
I love it. Initiative. I got a red pair of knickers with EastEnders printed on the back. What?
Hello, Mum.
Get out my pub.
Get out my pants.
I got a hair highlighting cap and comb. Did my roots really need doing?
I'm bald. Yeah. It's me again.
I was the class TA. The teacher got a fancy personalised ballpoint pen and I got the refill pen.
That is shade at the TA there.
A year six boy got me a glow-in-the-dark space hopper as he thought I needed more fun in my life.
A glow-in-the-dark space hopper?
Space hopper.
I mean, you wouldn't actually hate that, but the fact that they said you need more fun in your life.
Yeah.
Did you not like my video with skydiving?
Someone once made me an anti-parent name spray, which was just coloured water in a spray bottle. This was from another parent who had observed said parent outside the class door every morning and home time of the whole school year. I like that.
Original.
Yeah. Half a bottle of perfume. Then the next day, the child's mum asked for me for it back.
I don't know if I'm a little bit annoyed at it. If you get given a half bottle of anything,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, they've brought this. Like, just slide it back to the parent. I bet that woman was like, Marc Jacobs? Yes!
Right, now, on to just sort of general stories, and then we're going to finish with some staff Christmas do confessions. So just sat listening to episode 131. That tune, the one you think would make for a good footy tune, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Is In Dulce Jubileo by Mike Oldfield.
Yeah.
Immediately brought back memories of a massive cop-out of our secondary school PE teachers when I was at school. We were made to bring tinsel into school to tie in our hair on our wrists through our shoelaces. We were then subjected to week after week of Christmas dancing, which was like proper dozy doing across the school gym, dancing partners and the rest like proper wazocks. I now can't listen to that song without thinking of those lazy PE teachers and their poor excuse not to teach us anything proper.
I bet those PE teachers were sat with a large coffee going.
Yeah.
I can imagine it getting quite annoying if you're having to do it week after week after week.
In year six, we were having our annual Christmas party. We had one girl who really enjoyed her food. The party food was being consumed and we noticed that this girl had come up for her sixth plate. We said to her that it would be her last and when she came up to get some more, we sent her away. With a dirty look, she went away, sat down and licked the crumbs off her paper plate several times. The same girl in reception was caught nibbling something in her shirt pocket. The teacher, presuming it was a biscuit or other dry treat, asked her to take it out and pass it to her. The girl came up and produced, guess what it is? Guess what? You're not going to guess this.
I'm not going to guess it. So what was she chewing on out of a pocket? Was it like a tissue that had been what in the washing machine? Good effort that, though.
Presuming another a biscuit or a dry treat, the girl came up and produced a spare rib from a pocket. A barbecue spare rib.
I like that. I like that.
What do you make of this one?
That was a rib tickler.
Yeah. I was surprised one year to receive a Christmas present from a young male TA in the parallel class. It was wrapped, but clearly looked like a bottle of something alcoholic, which is always welcome. I waited till I got home to open it and eagerly tore the paper off to see what it was. As I did so, I received a bottle of Bailey's, which surprised me as it not felt heavy enough. I then looked at the top and realised it had been opened. I grabbed the glass and began to pour, whilst discovering the bottle was almost empty. To this day, I have not said a word to him other than a thank you when I got back to school. And I still wonder whether he stole it from his mum's drink selection. I never forget the year I almost got an empty bottle of Bailey's for Christmas.
I'd have done what that mum did. I'd have returned it to the TA, the parallel teacher's parent.
Yeah.
This might be yours. That was perfume.
Right. I'm currently writing this after having one too many gins after the Christmas live show. I may regret this as I have recommended this podcast to him recently. So at the beginning of this year, I started working with this guy. I was in a relationship. He was single. My relationship then broke down during lockdown. That was fun, as you can imagine. I started to get to know the guy more, and we would speak regularly. We would occasionally meet up and just hang out. It was sometimes flirty, sometimes just chill. I caught feelings. He now has a girlfriend and has no idea how I feel.
Dot, dot, dot.
There's no end to it. That was from years ago, 2020, that.
Oh, so that was after the Christmas live, so she had a few drinks and sent that through.
So,
but you can tell because, you know, a drunken story, she's not even thought about the conclusion. We need to know more.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
we could have helped. We're in 2022 now, but he's married. Sorry.
talking with the family on... This is a bit of a no. Talking to the family on Christmas Day, the conversation went on to the John Wick films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking in depth about his character and the fact he was a ruthless assassin. My nan then says, "Oh, so is that what he did before he became that guy doing all the PE on the TV? No, Nan, that's Joe Wicks."
Joe Wicks as John Wick would be fantastic, wouldn't it? I can't believe he killed my dog. Oh my god, fantastic.
I'm just going to do 50 burpees. Amazing.
Oh, you guys are giving me a hell of a fart. Well done.
That is brilliant. Because wasn't there another one where a parent got really annoyed about us, about going on about religion?
Yeah,
and the teacher's just showing Joe
Wick
videos.
They thought that they were doing Jesus Christ workouts, weren't they?
Hit workout with the Lord.
Yeah.
One year, my dad decided to dress up as Santa and come into our house to surprise us. He went to the pub first to meet a friend, ended up staying longer than expected, and by the time he got back, got locked out of the house as Santa and had to do a poo in a bag.
Now that's an ending.
I want to know what the bag was.
Way to tie it
all
up.
It wasn't the sack, was it? The sack full of presents.
Oh my God, presents!
Oh,
Santa got stuck up the chimney.
Right, it'll be a green... This one comes with a title. It'll be a green Christmas.
Okay.
Right, language warning here as well. I'm only reading the words that have been sent in. That's my obligation, to read exactly what's been said on the script. Right, so due to Bojo being an absolute bellend, I was unable to see my family 2 years ago for Christmas. This led to a lot of anxiety about whether I would be seeing my family last Christmas, and I was taking CBD oil before bed to calm my nerves and make sure I slept.
Can I just retract the apology?
Whilst at school, I was having a chat to one of the cleaning team. Let's call them Betty, not her actual name. I was telling her about my worries and what I was using to help calm myself. Oh, yeah, she says, that's made from weed, isn't it? Obviously, I wanted to make clear I wasn't participating in any illegal activity and explained where CBD oil comes from and that it's totally legal. It's cannabis oil, isn't it?
It's infused or something.
A week later, it's the last day of term. Betty rushes into my classroom where a little wrapped box is waiting on my table. She points to it and says, that's from me, but don't open it at school or in front of your family. Obviously, my curiosity was piqued. I swiftly packed up my things and got in my car where I proceeded to rip open the present. Inside the box, with lots of writing on telling me not to open it in front of anyone, what could it be, I thought. I proceeded to open three more layers of warnings before I got to the final present. Inside a small plastic bag was a very large sample of the green stuff. Most bizarre but strangely heartfelt present I've ever received. I didn't partake in any of it for obvious reasons, but it still has a special spot on my shelf. I hope not in the classroom.
Yeah, attendance trophy in bag of bud. I just can't get over the clean of Betty's accent. You definitely pronounce it as better.
Yeah, I went full on Mank there.
When you said she ran in, I was thinking, sweaty Betty.
Right, and now we come on to some of the Christmas party mishaps. Yes. Now, I'm missing my Christmas party this year. You've had yours, haven't you?
Yeah, obviously mine was also after the football, same as my friends before. Yeah, it was a pretty chilled one, to be fair. Yeah, I just kind of went... Just
cried.
I was really down, but to be fair to the amazing staff I worked with, they knew how passionate I was, and when I got there, they were just sound, and they cheered me up, and I was all right. It was pretty chilled.
Right. I had a terrible habit of hurting people accidentally. Number one, on my first Christmas party as an NQT, we hired a hall. We do the whole mat. The mat came, and it was so fun. Drink booze a lot. Is that mat as in gym mat or multi academy? Anyway, the Grease Megamix came on the speakers, and I decided to slide across the floor like John Travolta. I was having a blast, but I couldn't stop myself. And before I knew it, I'd slide tackled the head of maths.
And now his legs were pointing at different angles.
Yeah. He went from acute to obtuse. She fell and hit her head on the floor. They called an ambulance and she went to A&E.
Oh, man.
Okay, so waiting times is going to be 7 times 3 yeah. Squared.
So how long were you in A&E for? Well, I got there at 6. And I left at 2 a.m.
Explain my Whitney's wrong.
Not time.
Drunk me convinced myself it didn't matter, so I rounded up some pals and went to the local nightclub.
Never get convinced by drunk you. Drunk you's the worst version of you.
This haunted me for 5 years, and I felt terrible each staff social. Eventually, I moved jobs, ready for a new start, ready to be more professional. This time, I went on a staff do. There was a wine on tap for the first few hours. Someone spoke about gymnastics, and I thought, I could do a handstand. So I went in with full enthusiasm, but I lost control and kicked another teacher straight in the face with my size 9 Doc Martens.
Honestly, I'm telling you, some schoolwork dudes are insane.
Hey, we're just warming up here. I'm telling you, some of these. Baby. I took my new partner to the work party and introduced him to my boss. His response was, oh yeah, I remember him from last year. But in fact, he did not. That was my ex, and now it's awkward. I've since married the guy and had a kid, but I definitely felt at the time I couldn't bring a new partner the next year if things didn't work out between us.
You can't. That's surely the head's fault. You know, she should have said, like, you know, I'm bringing Tony. I mean, I brought Mark last year, but Tony's coming this year. The head, like, hey, remember last year?
Our do was on the Friday as we finished the following Tuesday. Staff all drunkenly agreed to phone in sick on Monday saying food poisoning from the do. I hadn't gone on the do, so I turned up at school as normal at 8 o'clock to find the head frantically trying to find cover. It all backfired though when at 8:30 the rest of the staff turned up, still thinking it was hilarious. The head went nuts. I've never seen such fury. Plus the supplies she'd booked still had to be paid, but some were so angry at having their time wasted that they refused to work at the school again. Oh my God. What I can imagine is, right, guys, at the staff do, once you've had a few, listen here, I've got this idea, right? What if you all phone in saying we're sick and then we'll rock up at half eight? Oh, that's going to be so funny.
Stop it.
What possibly could go wrong? Paying for supplies who didn't need to work and then refused to work at the school again.
The staff do wasn't even a meal. It was just drinks. And you're just like, oh, we've all got food poisoning.
What's funny when you're drunk isn't always funny in the cold light of day.
But it's still funny now.
Oh, God.
you just have that vision, don't you? Hey, gathering. Gathering.
I've got this idea.
This is going to be unreal.
This one is called Cactus Butt.
But before you move on, gutted would you be if you were a member of that school staff who genuinely had food poisoning and called in on the Monday? I'm really sorry. Yeah, really funny, Jane.
Sharon, get in now.
This is classic Sharon. Sharon on the toilet coming out of both ends. Seriously, very funny, Sharon.
Oh, my God. This one is called Cactus Butt. The end of year staff party...
I've got my inference skills are telling me I kind of know what's coming here.
Staff party was a pool party hosted by a staff member.
Ooh. Private school.
Yeah. As the drinks kept flowing and the night went on, more people found their liquid courage to get in the pool. One colleague had found almost a whole bottle of liquid courage. She was in the pool dancing with anyone she could find. As it became clear she had no control of herself, we decided to get her out of the water. Upon exiting the pool, her bathing suit top slipped and she treated the whole party to a show. But it didn't end there. As she was trying to cover herself up, she lost her balance and fell into the garden right onto a decorative cactus.
Where was this party? Gotta be in America.
At the staff meeting the next morning, she stood at the back the whole time. You'll sit down. Nah, I'm good. I'm all right, thanks.
Actually, I'm not going to make the staff meeting thing. I got a bout of food poisoning.
I'm a student teacher. We had our Christmas party last week. My class mentor, class teacher, started fighting the bouncers at the club we went to on our staff party. My flatmate gave him a lift home. We had to carry him into his bed. He had no recollection of the night. Right.
And there.
Yeah, we've all been there. Right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Have I got that one? Right, hang on. There is one more that I found that was really funny. Oh, just a quick one here. Someone fell asleep into their lamb shank on the Christmas do.
I hope a seagull didn't fly by and pick it up.
Just that's all it said. Someone fell asleep in a lamb shank. How's the do? Oh, what a night.
Yeah, what a shank.
Here it is, right. A former student bumped into the staff pub crawl and went berserk at one of the science teachers for being a bully. A verbal shouting match ensued between the two. So something tells me this science teacher may well be one. It started to get physical, so I jumped in between the two. I thought no one would hit their old RE teacher, and I was right. The former student calmed down and left. So in the face of science, religion may not be wise, but it is kind. Well, on that night, would I do it again? I'm not sure. So the science teacher's about to get in a scrap, and the RE teacher comes in. Like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Like Tiny Tim. It's Christmas. God bless us, everyone. Science teacher's like, we got the wrong chemistry, bro.
All right, last few. These are creme de la creme. Our assistant head getting arrested and spend the night in the cells for getting into an altercation with the head of PE.
Ooh.
Yeah. You've spent all term getting those kids to dance that bloody tune.
Which tune was it again?
The following year, staff bought him boxing gloves, plasters, and a dressing gown with Rocky on, and just threw them in the Secret Santa box. That's class.
That's brilliant.
Right, to caveat this story, we'd had the term from hell. The head teacher, who had done a great job, had been through the mill with Ofsted, parents, the lot. So when it came to the Christmas parties, she let it all out, literally. She got so drunk, she started showing off her silicone implants and pushing them in people's faces without a top on. Yeah, that was awkward when we got back to school. I believe stop licking became a phrase used for staff rather than pupils for the first time.
You just gotta love the works, dudes. I just love the works, dudes.
My embarrassing Christmas do story was that as a young male teacher, I ended up sleeping with the head teacher. She was married and her husband worked at the school. Things became really awkward after I massively regretted it, especially as her husband was a really nice guy. I ended up leaving the school, but found out she did the same with another teacher, only this time she ended up leaving her husband for him, and she ended up having to resign due to the scandal.
Oh, I'm lost for words.
I know, yeah. I like that, though. I like a bit of juice. No, not like that, you know, breaking up a marriage, but just
no,
juice.
But, no, well, it's juicy for us, but it's yeah. Grim, that.
Two members of SLT got drunk and kissed...
sorry. just going back. That guy's entered that story and put all the blame on the head, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But then he's just like, I felt really guilty because the husband was a great guy. You're horrible, man. That was grim from you.
Yeah.
Just want to get that in there. He's no innocent party. It's like he wants sympathy because the head slept with someone else as well. Do you know what I mean? Shut up, man. But keep your stories coming because it sounds like you've got a few bangers.
Right. Two members of SLT got drunk and kissed each other. I have no idea why, because they absolutely hate each other normally. One leads maths, the other English, and they're always trying to outdo each other, but they seem to find common ground on the night out.
I never knew that, like, the head of English and the head of maths were constantly, like, at war. I've never experienced
it. I don't think they are normally.
But do you think it was, like, really, like, aggressive, passionate, you know, it's like, to be or not to be, and then it's like, 2 times 3. And then he just started necking on.
They just found common ground in word problems.
Sudokus.
I'm struggling with this word problem. Let me read it for you. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What does that say? The. Oh, my God.
Right. Last year, Christmas party funny story. Really hope you can share this one and it isn't too explicit for the podcast.
Ooh, it better be.
Last year, after a few drinks at our Christmas party, a few of us decided to do some karaoke. The apprentice asked if it would be okay for her to sing WAP.
Yeah.
And
singing it.
Well, and did I think the head teacher would mind? Confused, I was like, no, go for it. I love WAM. She then proceeded to sing WAP very loudly. Didn't even look at the screen as she knew all the words and even did some actions. Now.
It's Cardi B in it.
Yeah. Now, if you've never heard of WAP, you will be as confused as I was. I was expecting to sing Last Christmas at the top of my voice, only to learn that WAP stands for, language warning, wet ass pussy. Google.
I gave you my heart.
And the very next day. Google the lyrics. I could never look at it the same way again. And no, the head teacher was not impressed either.
She can. Turn around someone. She's doing one.
I love George Michael.
Oh, God.
We love a hybrid. Bit of a no in there as well. Oh. Right. So that brings us to the end
of our first. I'm exhausted.
So I hope you've enjoyed that. And as always, guys, thank you so much for sharing your stories. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do this and it be as successful without you sharing those funny stories. And obviously, we just want more. We want more. We're being greedy. But now that we've got the tour where it's going to feature some of those stories, we need more.
They can be.
Oh, they can be. Yeah. So whatever happened, well, we want to just say a massive, massive thank you for supporting the podcast, sharing the stories, listening. If you bought the book this year, if you've been to one of our shows, however you supported us over the past year, we just want to say a massive, massive thank you because it does mean the absolute world. We hope you can now join us on the next tour next year. And yeah, we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Have a restful one. Please do take some time to switch off. Work can wait for a while you spend time with your loved ones. And I'll also say, you know, try and take the time to check in with each other as well. If you, over the holidays, think of a member of staff who you think might need checking in on, might just need a little text or a little phone call, WhatsApp, whatever it might be. You know, we know we're very lucky to have our families that keep us, you know, entertained and company over holidays, but there will be some of us that don't have that. So I think it's important we look out for each other and just, yeah, check in, call in on those people. And yeah, thank you very, very much. Anything else to add, Adam?
No, just hope everyone has a great Christmas, great New Year. We look forward to bringing you some more classic stories and episodes in the New Year. And just a quick one from me. If you finish this episode now and you're looking for something else to listen to, the brand new Christmas special from myself and Cotney John will be out on Saturday. So if you're listening to this, you know, it'll be out now.
Adam, what are you covering?
Adam and Cotney John's big movie podcast. If you've not listened yet, it's kind of similar to this, but it's just talking all about movies. We're covering both of our top three Christmas movies and some unpopular Christmas opinions.
I've got some unpopular... some teaching ones. Are you
on,
doing
then.
Just
right? No, we're doing like I'll throw. Oh,
this is going to be bad for those people who get to that last bit because sometimes on a podcast, I'll get to where it says that. And thanks for your, and I'm like, right, done.
Yeah.
So here's a little extra.
Well,
treat.
I'll throw you my
unpopular movie one.
No, it's not. This is not a movie one. It's like unpopular food, unpopular music, unpopular
right,
film.
Okay.
Like, I've got my unpopular film. I'll save that for Adam and Cotney John's Big Movie Podcast. Check it out. But my unpopular opinion song-wise, I've got a couple. I'm saving a few, but Slade.
Not a fan.
I hate that song.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
I can't stand Noddy Holder's voice. It's Chris! Shut up,
shouting. My unpopular Christmas Polar Express sends me... the animation in that film creeps me out because it's just not lifelike. It's sort of... I'm sure there's a word for it where it's sort of lifelike, but you just look at it and you know it's not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those early CGI.
Yeah.
Like Disney did the Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And that's good. It's much improved.
Same, mate. Well, that's
But all right, okay, a couple of unpopular teacher Christmas opinions. When the school post box gets emptied at 2:45 and you have 15 minutes to dish out 6,273 Christmas cards to your class, half of which should have been sent to the neighbouring classroom and the other half are full of melted chocolate coins.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I hate Christmas cards altogether. I'm not a fan of Christmas cards, no. Not in this day and age.
For kids, though. For kids. Yeah, because I don't want kids sending messages on Snapchat.
No, I'm not saying
that.
Just like Merry Christmas.
Helps them practice the handwriting, you see. I'm always thinking about the kids in the schools.
Can't watch Nativity the movie without telling everyone how completely unrealistic it is. I've done a video on that. Elf on the Shelf in the classroom. Elf on the Shelf. In every sense of the word.
Yeah, but you used to buzz off it. Now that you're just a Tesla owner with older kids.
Someone put, parents doing Elf on the Shelf just for the social media likes.
You see, I've not posted really once about the Elf on the Shelf.
Breaking up as close to Christmas as possible, but going back the week after New Year. See, I'm the opposite. I prefer breaking up before. Like, the fact that I'm breaking up on Friday... And then I've got pretty much a week.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is better,
Because
yeah.
you just have time then to watch as many Christmas films
as
you want.
Yeah, I agree. I'd prefer more time before than after.
Please don't give me presents. I can do without 10 best teacher mugs and 8 boxes of celebrations. That is an ungrateful so-and-so.
You ungrateful sod.
And it sounds like you wouldn't be getting 10 best teacher presents with that attitude.
Yeah, you world's
teacher
best
mug,
uncle.
Yeah. I can't stand having to make the completely pointless calendars that you can't write anything on, the tiny tabs at the bottom and a load of laminated glitter. Phew. Feels good to get that off my chest. See? Therapeutic, this podcast. Therapeutic.
Now, a fair point about the calendars. Because you can't write anything on there.
Yeah.
They are annoying. I had to drive to another school to pick more calendars up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Nah, that's a banger. I'm not having that. Yeah. I'm not having that. So you're doing your top, what, 3 Christmas films?
My top 3 Christmas
so
films.
So I watched a couple of new ones. So I watched that Spirited.
Oh, yeah.
On Apple. Yeah, it's Apple,
yeah,
isn't
Apple,
it?
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that. Thought it was a really nice take. Although I'm not a big musical person.
I'm not big on musicals.
But the story and the modern take on it I thought was great. And then I watched Your Christmas or Mine on Amazon Prime.
Any good?
It was all right, you know.
Yeah,
it was all
sex
right.
Sex education guy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And Daniel Mays, is it? The actor who's been in a few things. Mm. But I was contemplating the other day what would be my top 5 favourite Christmas films, right?
Is this how we're ending it? To give people...
Right. Yeah.
But make sure you check out...
Yeah, no, this is like a plug because obviously mine's not going to be on there. In at 5, underrated this one, Scrooged by Bill Murray.
Knew you were going to go
there. It's in my top 5.
I could name your top 5.
Do you reckon?
I could name your top 5.
Go on then.
Right, so I knew Scrooge would be in there.
Yeah, I just think it's a classic. I don't know why it's not talked about more.
You've surely got the first Home Alone.
Okay, I'm not giving anything away.
You've got the second Home Alone. So that's 3. Right. And then I'm going Tim Allen's A Santa Claus. And then, what would your 5th one be? Mate, you did like Arthur Christmas. Is it Arthur Christmas? You weren't a fan of The Grinch.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of The Grinch, actually. That's probably my... But do you know what I put it down to with The Grinch? The year it was released. What year was it released?
2000.
So I was like 15. Yeah. I just wasn't at the right age.
No.
And I love Jim Carrey. Right, here they are.
Right, go on then.
Right. In at 5, you've got Scrooge with Bill Murray. I just love it. And I base this on which Christmas films do I watch year in, year out without fail. So in at 5, I've got Scrooge, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
In at 4, I've gone Elf.
Oh, right. Something else,
which again came out 2003.
Yeah.
So when on its first release, not interested.
Yeah.
Was not of the age. I've come back to it because of the kids.
Great.
So I have the kids to thank for Elf. In at 3, I've got what have I got at 3?
You're changing your choices.
No. I'm trying to think what I've got. Love Actually, I think I put at 3. Yeah.
They went through my head as well.
Yeah, Love Actually has to. It's just
I love
again.
Love Actually.
I love it.
Can we just discuss? And then we're carrying his head on. And if anyone's still with us, we appreciate it. Keira Knightley with her husband.
Yeah.
That guy, that mate, is such a gimp.
But there's so many gimps in that film. That's the whole point. It's
I know,
like,
but he's such a little weasel. I mean,
I always think how awkward it would have been if the husband answered the door. You know, when you watch a film over and over and over, it's like Home Alone, I watched the other day again, and I've started spotting mistakes now.
Oh, yeah, you do it, yeah.
But you watch it that much. But with Love Actually, because I've watched
it
so many
times. Is
it
where he sat on the couch and goes, it's Carolers, and then he goes like, give him a turn and tell him to bugger up.
Yeah.
Actually, it's your best mate trying to get into your missus' pants, pal.
How funny it would have been if the guy went to the door, because I'm not being funny, if that was me and Claire, I'm answering the door.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, you'd be on your ring doorbell. Tesla, play alarm.
Right. But but what if he went to the door and he stood there with all these cards and he's like,
to me, you are everything.
All right, mate. These things are, no, don't worry about that. Yeah, I was just, you wouldn't be able to play it off.
That's a good impression of him because he's kind of a bit like,
So 3, Love Actually.
Right.
2, Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, Muppets Christmas Carol.
And again, that's come back through the kids. Although I did love it as a kid.
That
I sort of went through peaks and troughs with it, but it's back in my top 5. And then number 1, and I've had to do this as a joint thing because I don't think you can watch one without the other, I've gone the 2 Home Alones.
1 and 2.
1 and 2. You've got just by far the best Christmas film ever. I tell you, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast last year, I watched for the first time. Now, most people's favourite Christmas film of all time is...
It's a Wonderful Life.
Right, not a fan.
Ooh, that's controversial.
It's very controversial. Watched it for the first time last year with the kids and was bored out of my brain. I just think it's like a poor man's Scrooge. It's like a rubbish sort of, yeah. I get why it is a classic. Because again, some films get away with being...
Yeah.
But I just don't think...
I can't believe you haven't got Tim Allen's Santa Claus in
there.
It'll
come in at 6, I reckon.
6?
Are you watching a new series?
Not yet, but I am going to be doing it.
We're going to have to finish there, aren't we? But yeah, thank you so much for watching. Have a lovely, wonderful, restful Christmas. We'll be back in the new year. Remember, tickets for all of the tour dates go on sale on Friday if you've not jumped on the pre-sales. And yeah, if you're stuck for a quick little gift for anyone... Remember the books? Books are available, but one and book two, put a bit wet paper towel on it, and This Is Your Own Time You're Wasting, available from Amazon. So, Merry Christmas, Adam.
Merry Christmas, ICT. Tesla,
saying this
Tesla,
like I'm
Terry.
Not going to see you over Christmas, am I?
Nah, have a good one. You deserve it. You've worked hard. Everyone, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We love you. Thanks for all your support.
Take care.
God bless us. Everyone.